Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lamb of Yahweh. Come on, lift your hands and say thank you, Father. Come on and bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. We pray that you break every shackles, sin. We pray that your anointing, Yahweh, will be free in this house. And that everything is done for thine honor, for thy purpose, and that your name may be exalted above all names, that at the name of Yahweh every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Messiah is our Savior. We thank you, Father. Feed us today with food that is convenient to our souls. We need your truth in an hour of such corruption and devastation. Help your people, I pray. We love you, Yahweh. I thank you, Father, that your anointing rests upon me, that I may proclaim thy name above all things. For it is in that name of Yahweh we find our Savior, redemption, the hope of the house of Israel. Only in that name. It is not in the titles. It is that name that must be declared throughout the earth. That name must be exalted above the pagan legalism in this nation and the nations around the earth. It is not in the name of Jesus, the Lord. It is in that mighty name of Yahweh that we find our Savior in that name. No other name given under heaven whereby man shall and can be saved on this earth. It is only in the name of Yahweh. We bless you today. We thank you. Now let there be a freshness upon your word today, as it is preached with all authority, without any fears at all, Father. I will proclaim the eternal truth of the kingdom. Despite man, his opposition, his rejection, I will declare thy name, for in that name, Yahweh, I found my redemption. I bless you. And I thank you today for all things. Yahshua HaMashiach, the hope of Israel, the Lamb of Yahweh. Bless you for all things. In that mighty name of Yahshua, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you. Yahweh bless you all. You may be seated. What an hour and a time that we are living in. And so many things that are transpiring. And so many things that are happening. Unless a man is led by the Spirit of Yahweh, he will not understand the plan, the will, and the purpose of the Father. If Yahweh doesn't lead that man, then he has no understanding of the profoundness of Yahweh's truth. Everything that we have been handed down or learned, it has come by the tradition of men. That is why they rejected Messiah. Because of things that the Pharisees, the lawyers, the Sadducees, the Essenes, those of the highest ecclesiastical order, they had taught things that had been interwoven with their traditions. What one's father believed, or things that were advantage to the flesh. Messiah came with the two-edged swords of Yahweh to cut, to destroy, to bring down, to dismantle, and to show that man, even in the body of flesh, could fulfill all the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. Now that is the quest of the house, that we must fulfill all righteousness, and that is the laws of Yahweh, the Psalms, the prophets, because Messiah did that. And he left us a pattern and an example that we must follow in his footsteps. That's what he did. He fulfilled scripture. He did not come to give scripture. He fulfilled scripture. That's what he came to do. He fulfilled scripture. He did not come to give a new law. He came to fulfill the laws of Yahweh. And so in this hour, we perceive that Yahweh intends for everyone to understand what he says, but that's not so. That's why he put a little in the laws of Moshe, some in Psalms. He went back to Zephaniah and then to Malachi. He expounded upon certain things by Amos. He did the same with Yohanan as he was there on the Isle of Patmos. A little here, a little there, a precept from the law of Moshe, a precept from prophet Isaiah, a precept from Kepha, and then he brings us to that thorough understanding as to what he intends for us to understand. He never intended for man and those that were outside to understand what he said. That is scripture. Now we have been taught something differently, but that is not so. I want to begin this message from scripture, Luke. It says in Luke, in the 24th chapter, and I want this to be imprinted upon your mind today indelibly, that Yahweh does not intend for all men to know and understand scriptural truths. He doesn't. It was never his intention from the beginning. Messiah, a profound statement, as he was resurrected from the dead, we understand that he declared himself to be the Son of Yahweh by the Spirit of holiness and by the resurrection of the dead. Now, holiness is a set apart anointing. It sets you apart from all of the worldly aspirations whereby your thoughts, your actions, your deeds, and the pattern of your life does not exemplify what the world does. It's totally different. Our desire is different. Our compassion is different. The Messiah, as he was resurrected, that was the declaration of the sign that he was the Son of Yahweh. For he did not become embroiled in the heresies of the scribes, Pharisees, and the religious ecumenical community. He did not. He set himself apart. Even as he spoke, they were enraged with their anger and their hostility toward him. He was not accepted amongst the more liberal religious sectors. He was set apart for one purpose, and that is to show forth the brightness, the power, and the fulfillment of the laws of Yahweh. Nothing else. He was a man. And he came in that strength to show us that in our physical bodies, that the laws of Yahweh and what Moshe, the prophets, and David said can be fulfilled. We can live set apart. We can live holy, pleasing unto Yahweh. That is the testimony that he gave unto us. And in that testimony, there is a hope of salvation through Yahweh, because Messiah is, he is the hope of that assurance of the Father. He says in Luke chapter 24, this will be the parameter, the understanding of this truth today, that Yahweh never intended for men and all men to understand spiritual truths, spiritual laws, spiritual understanding that will bring about a life or a quickening, a life within his soul, that everything he does will please the Father. It says in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, scripture reads, and he said unto them, unto the apostles, Messiah was speaking to, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you. He said, I told you this, that all things, he could not omit one thing, because not one jot or tittle can and could and will pass from the laws of Yahweh. The whole structure of his creation will be changed before that. He said that all things must, an imperative, it has to, it cannot be done and leave any doubt at all. He said they must be fulfilled or accomplished. They have to be done. Which? He said, now the things that must be accomplished or must be fulfilled, they were written in the law of Moshe and in the prophets and in the Psalms, he said, concerning me. Now those things that were written in Moshe, the laws, in Psalms and the prophets, he said, now they must be fulfilled. And everything that Moshe wrote or spoke was concerning this tremendous manifestation of the power of Almighty Yahweh. For in his laws is his government, his strength to govern, to keep us, to show us, and to guide us. So he implied that there is nothing that is actually written that I, in this physical form, that cannot or will not be accomplished, because if it is not, then you can actually throw it out. It has no value. It is not even pertinent for this hour. It has no real use at all. The scripture says in verse 45, then, opened he their understanding. He only then opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Now, what scriptures were they to understand? Was there a book of Revelation? An epistle or Kepha? He opened their understanding unto the laws of Moshe, the prophets, and Psalms. Then he began to open their understanding, show them the excellence of Yahweh's power to send forth this redemption that will identify as to who the Redeemer is. That they may know his authority, his power, his might. And the only way they can understand is that Yahweh opens up a man's understanding. That is why we have today, Yahweh is not, he will not, and he has no intentions to opening up the understanding of this vile, degenerate, adulterous world. For they reject his laws, they despise the name of Yahweh, yet they will never question the name of Jesus. It is a made-up name. It is a pagan identity. The name of Yahweh has been since there was a people that he called for his purpose, for his honor, and that he may establish a name in the people. That is what families do. They have their memorials. The Smith family will gather for what they call a family reunion. Or the Roberts family will gather for what they call a family reunion. Now that is what Yahweh has done. He has gathered his house for the family reunion. And there's always a progenitor of every family. And they will go back to the beginning of that family and identify where the birth was generated from that family. Yet we say we have a spiritual birth. We don't identify the one that has imparted the life of this birth in us, that we literally know him, that we understand who he is. So Messiah opened up their understanding to the scriptures, that they may understand what Yahweh had given unto those prophets, and all of them, they were holy men. And they wrote as the Spirit of Yahweh, the Kodosh, moved upon them, they were inspired by the Father. And they wrote according to the leading of the Spirit of Yahweh. And their hearts were compelled with a delight to write those truths that will reveal whom he is, whom he was, his purpose, and identify this one that man had forgotten. And so he wrote in a way that he did not intend for the world, for the undegenerate to understand what he implies. And that's why you have today such commodulation of foolishness, of doctrines, and all kinds of extremes, and they never point a man to the one that has created all things. It points him to their authority. The Baptist, the Methodist, the Holiness, the Pentecostal. It doesn't point a man to Yahweh. Messiah, in all of his labor, he pointed man unto the Father. And in this scriptural text here, this is where Messiah, he commissioned or commanded the apostles how they must do the works of Yahweh. For he was the fulfilling or the manifestation and the accomplishments of those works. That's why we must walk in Messiah's footsteps. We must do what he did in order to know and understand our Father. And men today do not know their Father. They don't know him. So he did not with any intended for man and every person to understand what he implies. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 7. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 7. But they also have erred, they have caused havoc through wine, through their drunkenness, their own drunkenness of their loyalties to their own doctrines and their own traditions, they have become drunk. This is the way that Father did it, but Father was far removed from Yahweh. He said they have erred through their own wine or their own beliefs, and through strong drinks that they are literally determined to do things the way they perceived or they have been taught. He said, and they are out of the way. They're not walking in the light, nor are they walking in the truth. Yahweh says that they are out of their way, out of the way. He said, first of all, he identifies them. The priests and the prophets have
erred through strong drink. Now, if they in that hour cause error, do you think in this hour that the priests and the prophets have caused error? He said they have caused error because of their strong drinks. Well, what are the strong drinks of the priests and the prophets today? Well, they care about fleshly consumption. And their flesh is full of drunkenness. They have no ability because they are totally inebriated. They cannot obey the laws of Yahweh. So they are drunk. They're taken under the commands and the control of their own carnal minds. He said that they are swollen up of wine. They are consumed with material gluttonous. You cannot give them enough. They can never have enough because they are swallowed up in the world's affairs. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They are consumed with these things. He said they are out. Do you understand that? He said they are out. They are not in the parameter. They are not in the peripheral of the laws. They are out of the way through strong drink or lust. Because of their own strong determination and their self-willingness and their self-pride. He said they are out of the way. He said they err in vision. There is very little vision today. Men speak of what they call their Jesus coming, and yet they have no fear of what things will transpire according to Scripture, what Almighty Yahweh is revealed from the heavens. He said they stumble in judgment. They are so afraid and fearful of the retributions of words and rejection of the people, that they are afraid to judge things righteously. And they stumble. They do not have the strength to judge. And that is what a drunk man does. He stumbles. He cannot maintain his balance. She does not know how to walk properly. She loses all faculties. And that is what this religious whore has done. There is no judgment in her at all. How can you have judgment when you have not the laws of Yahweh? You cannot have judgment unless the laws are impregnated or they are written in the mind and the hearts of men. So that's why they stumble at judgment. He said, for the tables are full of vomit and filthiness. They feed things that are convenient to the flesh. You find every kind of repulsive, corrupt thing on their tables. They serve every kind of unclean doctrines, screwed up doctrines, twisted doctrines, lies of doctrines. They're full of vomit and filthy things. So that there is no place clean. He said you can't even find anything clean in them. Because on their table they have so much tradition and trash, there is no clean law in them at all. They reject the things that are clean, that are pure, that are righteous. The question will ask, who shall he teach knowledge? Who shall Yahweh teach knowledge? What man shall understand this profound revelation as to whom he is? Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall Yahweh make to understand doctrine? Men today do not understand the principles of Yahweh. So who shall he make to understand those things? He said, them that are weaned from milk? Are those are the ones he's going to teach doctrine? And understand these profound truths? Are you going to ask Abner to go out and labor like his father? Are you going to ask Rodolphus to go forth and hoe in the field? Can you teach either one of them how to drive?
He said, are you going to expend understanding and doctrine unto those that are drawn from milk? They cannot even get over their emotional tirades or their feelings concerning things. Instead of seeing things by the Ruah of Yahweh, they go by emotions and feelings. He said, you think I will teach them doctrine? Or you think they will have understanding? He said, or them that are drawn from the breast? It's one thing about little Abner, every now and then, he'll want a little breast milk. Even though he's growing up, he can drink from the bottle. He can drink from a glass. Every now and then he will go back to get a little breast milk. He wants that. And he'll do that until he's 5 or 6 years of age. And you always say, are these the ones you're going to impart such a tremendous revelation of understanding and doctrine when they don't even understand where the supply of their milk comes from? Not one of these little ones can tell you or understand even the process of the milk coming out of their mother's breast. They don't understand that. They don't understand that that will dry up one day. They have no understanding of that. And our emotions and our feelings are going to dry up. And you're not going to have anything at all to stand on. Anything that will substantiate you and to give you strength to press into that spiritual realm, whereby we may have the spirit to hear what you always saith in this last hour. He says, this is the order of things. He said, I do not intend for those little ones to understand certain things that I've called the priests and the prophets to know. For their lives ought to be a commitment unto me above all things. Above wife, children, families, riches. Their lives must be a life committed unto me. And they cannot stumble at judgment because of a son or a daughter. It must be done appropriately and according to my commandments and my laws. And they must do all things according to my jurisdiction, knowing that Yahweh is the one that teaches the precepts and understanding of man, that he may know who I am. So Isaiah, he profoundly utters these truths of Yahweh. Yahweh declared, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. He said, now the things that I will utter, that only those that have the mind that is imparted by me will be able to understand. For you must have the precepts of what Yahweh has implied to understand the precepts of what Messiah spoke of. You must have the lines of what Yahshua spoke in order to know what Moshe commanded when he commanded us to do this. And so Yahweh said, I fixed this thing in a way that man, through all of his intelligence, his ability to understand great mathematical problems and things, he will not be able to go forth and to destroy the law of my doctrine. He said, I won't allow man to do that. He said, and all of his destructive matters, I will speak in a way that only those that have understanding and that have a desire to know my doctrine will understand that. You say, Pastor Roberts, well, that's old covenant truth. Is it the truth? And if Messiah did not speak the very same thing, then the prophecy of Isaiah, speaking by the utterance of the Father, then that is not the truth either. Now we must find the line and the precept and see if they correlate as to what Messiah said and what Isaiah said. Scripture tells us in Mark chapter 4. I want to begin reading at verse 10. Mark chapter 4 and verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And the parable was concerning the word of Yahweh being sown, going forth into the earth. Verse 11, and he said unto them, those 12 and those that were around him, he said, unto you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh. He said, only unto you it is given to understand even the manifestation of this body of flesh, that the very power of Yahweh, his kingdom, has come in earth or in a physical body, that you may know that this is the work of Yahweh. You may know that this is not the work of any man's hands, but this is the work of Yahweh. He said, but unto them that are without, of those that are not in the fold, those whom he hath not called, all these things are done in parables. They're done in a precept here, a precept there, a line here, and a line there. There is no sequential order to Scripture. When we began to read out of the New Covenant, there is no sequential order. For what Yahweh says is a pertinent now word. So I did not intend for those that are not under the covenant to understand what I say. They will not understand my name. They will not delight in the name of Yahweh. He says that seeing they may see and not perceive. Although they see it in text, they cannot even perceive that. That is a very scary thing there. To understand that we can literally read things and do not perceive it. Something is drastically, cataclysmic, wrong. To understand a direction, go right 1 mile, turn left 2 miles, you're there. Something is wrong. That is to say that my name is Yahweh and that is my name forever. Not that my name is the Lord God and that is my name forever. That something is wrong with this undegenerate nation and world. He said, put these things out that they may see, but they will not have understanding, knowledge, or revelation of those things. He said, and they will hear, and they may hear, and hearing they may hear, and not even understand what they hear. My name is David. You don't understand that my name is David. He said they will literally hear and they will not even understand. Lest at any time they shall be converted. He said because I do not want them to be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. He said not at all do I want them to be converted. I do not want their hearts to change. Because there is a people that his wrath must be poured out upon, his indignation and his furious wrath would befall that house. So he never wrote Scripture, even the manifestation of truth was never understood by the natural carnal mind. He never intended for man and every man to understand that. He did not go to the Hittites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. He only went to a house that was separated. It was an unclean little thing. The naval court was not even cut. Had nothing to offer him. And yet he chose that house. Not any of us had anything to offer him. We were consumed in sin, corruption, whoredom. Every kind of vile, evil, corrupt work there was, we did that. amongst this little contingency of people, every kind of sin that is imaginable, it has been perpetrated, it has been thought out carefully, manifested, and done in our lives. We have collectively here quite a few years, if you add them all up, and you can see a torrid row or path of nothing but sin, corruption, and wickedness. And so there is not anything that is conceivable that we have thought that we haven't done, even to the point of murdering, hating a brother or sister without a cause. There's never a cause to do that. Yahweh never intends, and nor will He intend, for every man to understand this truth. He doesn't. He said, unto you it is given to know and to understand. He said, but unto those that are without, it is not given unto them. That is why Isaiah said the precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little in Moshe, you find a little in Psalms, you find a little in what Jephthah said, and then you got to go back to Ezekiel to understand what Yochanan said in order to realize what Zephaniah said, has the profound revelation of a little here, a precept there, a little there, and it all comes together. That you may understand, saints, wisdom is a very principal thing, and the wisdom of this world today, they all say there is a God. But to understand who Yahweh is, that is a very different thing. We need to get understanding above all things. He said they see what, but they will not perceive. They will have no understanding to know who I am and to understand the mighty workings of Almighty Yahweh. He said there will be no revelation given unto them, for they are without. Without what? The laws of Yahweh, the truths of Yahweh. And this is a generation that is without the laws. They despise the laws of Yahweh. They say that Moshe, only his stories are used to entertain children, as though that it is a fable. It is some fictitious or non-fiction story. That is what a fable is. So these things simply arouse the little minds, not a suspicion, but some kind of a fairy tale, to say that there is some God that He did this. What a miraculous thing! He brought them over the Red Sea, and yet they were not taken under the waves of the Red Sea. So He doesn't intend for everyone to understand. And men today, the priests and the prophets, they are men that have lost their equilibrium or their sense as to whom Yahweh is and the balance of truth, righteousness, and the laws that they have learned through fleshly teachings that have never revealed any kind of strength or power or any anointing at all. It has only brought forth a ritual that is held up every Shabbat or every Sunday or every Wednesday. That is the only thing that is held up. We apply the law of Yahweh and Scripture to judge everything. And only a precept here and a precept there will reveal what the line is from here or there. Only that. So He doesn't intend for men to understand all things. He doesn't. He has no desire for that. None whatsoever. Scripture says in Luke. Luke chapter 11. Let us see if Scripture implies that, or if this some type of false teaching today or preaching that really does not paint a pure picture as to who Yahweh is. Scripture says in Luke chapter 11 and verse 52. What a profound statement here. He says, woe unto you lawyers Now our sense of a lawyer today is one that practices in the order of the justice system of America. Do you believe that is what a lawyer is? Now a lawyer in that day, he practiced under the justice system of Yahweh. These were men that understood the Mosaic law. They were interpreters of the law. They understood the law. They were given over unto the understanding of the laws of Yahweh. And yet Yahweh says unto them, great devastation. And that's what we have today. We have the Doctor of Divinity. We have the DDDs and all of these celebratory type of certificates. And yet Yahweh says unto those men, woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. And that is what these scribes have done today. They have taken away the key that unlocks the door of knowledge. And that key is the name of the Father. His name is Yahweh, and these lawyers have taken away that key. And that is why man cannot come to knowledge, true doctrine today, because these religious perverts, these harlots of darkness, they have taken away the key and given us a superficial key. His name is not Jesus. He is not Lord. He is not a Baal. He is Yahweh. He said, you have taken away the key of knowledge. And don't tell me that there's a key of knowledge today in the hearts of people. What do you use a key for? You use a key to open the door. You use the key to open the door, and the name of Jesus can never open the door of this profound revelation as to whom Yahweh is. It is a name that has just been given in the last 480 years. It is a relative new name. So your lawyers have taken away the key of knowledge. You don't have very much knowledge today. Knowledge is an understanding that is practical, and you take advantage of that practicality of knowledge. You daughters that are breastfeeding your children, there's a knowledge to breastfeeding your children. And so you take advantage of the practicality. Brothers that do certain specific things, or daughters of Zion, you have a key, you have an understanding to that thing. And even though that there are complications and difficulties there, because of the knowledge you have the ability to open those doors that you haven't opened in a long time. So that's what the lawyers have done. That's what your traditions have done. That's what religion has done. It has literally taken the key away of knowledge. The knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. That they may understand the scripture. They may understand the pure doctrine of Yahweh. They may know whom he is. And may understand the purpose of Messiah. And whom he is. And what he came to do. And that is to restore the luster and the honor back unto Yahweh. That the Father will be exalted, that his name may be exalted above the heavens, and that men will know that there is only one true Creator, and his name is Yahweh. He said, ye have taken away the key of knowledge. And what a statement here. You enter not in yourselves. You don't even enter into that realm of knowledge. You have no revelation of Yahweh. You have no sense of direction. You don't enter in. And them that were entering in, you hinder them. Those that would desire to go in, you have literally hindered them. That's why you have in all of these whorish denominations their laws and their bylaws. They would tell you their bylaws because they bypass the laws of Yahweh. There should be only one law that is worthwhile to any assembly or any fellowship of believers, and that is this law. That is why they named them bylaws. That's why you have the bypass, because you go past the main artery that will get you there. So they go past the main laws with their bylaws to establish their traditions and their ways that are corrupt. And it caused men not to go in. Why? Because they take away the key to the laws of Yahweh that would bring understanding of this heavenly creator. And man cannot even understand him today because of bylaws. A bylaw is to go past the law. And every denomination today, they got their own bylaws. And there's only one law. And if this law was relevant in all of them, we will all walk in the same law. And because the Methodists possess their own bylaws, the First Baptist from the Second Baptist, and the Third Baptist from the Southern Baptist, they all bylaw, they all bypass the laws of Yahweh. He said, you won't even allow others to go in. Do you understand at the head of these large corporations, these religious Jezebels, they have very powerful lawyers? Do you not understand that? And these lawyers told them, well, there may be repercussion if you say that these homosexual perverts are dogs. So you got to say that in a way that it will not infringe upon the rights of others. See, they by law or they bypass the laws of Yahweh. And he said, because you have no knowledge and understanding, you don't even have the key to ask to whom this one that you say you serve, and you serve under his government, you have no key to open up that understanding to his government, and you will hinder others from going in because of your wicked, corrupt ways. Because you will not come to the truth, or you will not reckon with the truth, you will try to hinder others to pursue or follow what you believe is right. That's what lawyers do. They argue their cases. And that's what you have today, these lawyer spirits today. They want to present their cases, and they want to argue their cases. There's only one case. We must keep the commandments of Yahweh and abide in the laws of Almighty Yahweh. Who is the one that wrote these laws? Well, his name is Yahweh. He gave them unto Moshe. There are no bylaws. There's only one doctrine. And Messiah came and preached that doctrine. That there's only one Yahweh. As many texts will say, there's only one God. That's what he preached. That's the doctrine. There's only one, and his name is Yahweh. And if there's only one, he must have a name that we know, that we can call upon him, and not like those that call upon the unknown gods. And so if he has no name, then he is an unknown God to you. And that is simple as that. As I've said to you before, on my birth certificate, it has mother, it has my mother's name. Where it says father unknown. Now that is not because he is unknown, it's because he is not known. He will not identify that he was my father. And so my heavenly father has identified that I am his son because I declare myself to be a son of Yahweh because I preach his righteous laws. And there's a hope in the resurrection of Messiah that he gave us. So I declare myself to be the son of Yahweh, begotten for his purpose. He has no intention for man to understand his laws, his precepts, the things that he intended for only the house of Israel to know. And those are his called, elect, and his chosen. Why? Because we're faithful to the laws and the governing power of Yahweh. And every denomination upon the face of the earth, they have established bylaws that bypass the laws of Yahweh. They don't keep the Shabbat. They take the name of Yahweh in vain and say it is worthless, and they are going to die in their corruption, their sins. And any man that rejects his name in him, he is going to die in his wickedness. I don't care who the man is. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Scripture says in Malachi, is that what I just read? Is it that complicated to understand? It's not that difficult, is it? What a man doesn't understand that because he doesn't possess the spirit of Yahweh. Now this is the same, Malachi chapter 2. Now this is a message from Yahweh to the priests. This message in Malachi is a message unto the priests of Yahweh. I want to begin reading at verse 1 down to verse 9. Scripture says, and now, not tomorrow, now for those sons of Levi was then, and now, my priests of Yahweh, now is right now for you. And now, O ye priests, do you not understand that we that are the ministers of the truth of Yahweh's laws and righteousness? He said, this commandment is for you, only one commandment he gave them. He did not say these commandments. He said, this commandment, he is very specific. He said, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, if you don't hear me, if you will not take it to heart what I said, if you will not lay it to your heart, men today don't lay it to heart. He said, if you will not lay this to heart to give honor unto my name, he meant what he said. You have polluted my name. If you don't take this to heart to give honor, to extol my name, said Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. He said, I am going to curse you. You will not give honor to my name. I am going to curse you. And this generation of charlatan liars and deceivers will not even give honor unto the Father's name. They've taken the hybrid name Jesus and Jehovah and say that this is the supplanting of the name of Yahweh. That is not so. A man's name never changes. A person's name never changes. You can't change it from one culture to the other. The name is the same. Yahweh spoke unto them in a Syriac tongue, in a Hebrew tongue. His name is Yahweh. He said, I will curse, I will send a curse upon you, I will curse your blessings. Yea, he said, no, I'm just going to square frankly with you. I have cursed them already. You don't even have any blessings. What they call blessings, that they are curses. The sons and the daughters are curses. They blaspheme Yahweh. Their grandchildren, their nieces and nephews, they blaspheme Yahweh. Their friends and their relatives, they blaspheme Yahweh. Their homes are cursed them because they are bound down under this fraudulent, debt-ridden responsibility of their cars. The things that they take honor in, that establish their pride and their position in life. There's only one thing that establishes the position of the people of Yahweh in life, that we know our Father. He is more than just a Father, He's Yahweh. Letting you know He has no beginning or no end. He says, because you do not lay it to heart. Well, what did he tell them to lay at heart? To give honor unto his name. He said, you are cursed because you do not lay it to heart. You don't wrestle with truth. You don't do like Yaakov, wrestling with the Malach of Yahweh, and he was scarred for the rest of his life. And once you began to wrestle with truth, you are going to have a permanent scar. You ought to know the truth. Well, you ought to know them that labor among you and judge them according to scripture, not your corrupt feelings or your emotions. You judge them according to scripture. And then you get your emotions out of your eyes and your feelings out of your eyes. Then you will see clearly whether the truth is being spoken emphatically or is some kind of made up fairy tale. Yahweh says, behold, I want you to look. I will corrupt your seed. Everything that come out of you will be corrupt. I will corrupt your seed. And I will spread dung, feces upon your faces. Your expression will stink. You will sense the odious stench from your presence. That's what he means. That's what he's doing in this hour. He said, I will spread dung upon your face, even the dung of your solemn traditions, your fellowship and your feast activities. He said, I'm going to spread that trash upon you. And everyone will see that that is your solemn feast. He said, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you. He did not say these commandments. He said, you will know that I've sent this commandment, that you will give reverence to my name, that you will know that my name is Yahweh. I have suffered the inflictions of you calling me Baal, Lord, and Jesus, and all of that. And it has been a tremendous burden upon my heart. He said, now I give you this commandment in this hour. As this was the last prophet of this profound ushering of Messiah's birth, death, and resurrection. And now we're coming to this same period of time whereby the total manifestation of the purpose of Yahweh shall be fulfilled in the coming of Messiah. He shall send this commandment to you that my covenant might be with the Levi, saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, my covenant was with him in life and peace. He said, I stayed by him regardless. In life and peace and good times, I stayed by him. And I gave them to him for the fear. He said, I gave him these laws of this covenant. I gave him revelation of this covenant for the fear or the reverence. Do you see that in text there? He said, I gave that to them for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. When he came under that banner of my name, of the judgment of my name, he knew what my name represented. So I gave him a covenant and I seal it with my name that I am Yahweh of the hosts and that you cannot defy what I say. That's what he meant. That is the precept. And I will show you further indications of that precept in scripture. He says, the law of truth, the law of truth was in his mouth because it was an issue in his heart. He had written it in his heart. And the issues of life, they flow from a man's heart. And iniquity was not found in his lips, in the priestly royal order of Yahweh. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from their iniquity. He turned many, or the house of Levi, they turned many away from their iniquity. He says, now I warn you, priests, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge. And they should seek the law of his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. He said, you should keep the laws and the message of the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Messiah was the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. And he said, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. He had the law of Yahweh in his mouth. I know what these bylaws have done to the people today. It doesn't bring them to truth. It turns them away from truth. It doesn't bring them to the presence of Yahweh. It brings them to the presence of their lords and their gods. Look what he says now, verse 8. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. You departed out of the way. They have departed out of the way, saints. Their bylaws have departed out of the way. And they are causing many. It's not there in scripture. It says that many, or the gate that is broad and wide, how many go therein? Many. So many have departed from the law, saints. Yahweh's precepts run concurrently through scriptures. What I'm saying, that they will line upon line the precept. And what man has done in his bylaws, he has caused many to stumble because he have tried to twist the laws of Yahweh. He said, you have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi. You have made it such a detestable thing, what Levi spoke, because in that house should come forth the priestly order of Yahweh. You have corrupted everything that he stood for. The law was in his mouth. There was a law of righteousness. There was a spirit of truth in his mouth.